Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Tonight we begin our 40-day journey of confession, contrition, and repentance. The ashes were imposed and impressed on us with a cross on our foreheads, and an external reminder that Lent has come and we must die. Ashes for baptized Christians are a sign of confession, repentance, suffering, and grief. When God first confronted Adam in the Garden of Eden after the fall into sin, God immediately reminded Adam that just as he came from the dust of the ground, so his body would become dust again in death. Although Adam and Eve were once created perfectly, they would now die because they had transgressed God's command not to eat from the tree in the middle of the garden. And now, as their children, we also speak those same words when we impose those ashes in the form of a cross. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Yes, death comes to all people because all have been born with it, inherited from our first father and mother, Adam and Eve. Even King David confesses, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. And so therefore, Lent is a very healthy annual spiritual practice for us because it truly implores us to take off that old clothing of our sin in order that we might be clothed anew by our Savior Jesus Christ. Do a quick review in the Holy Scriptures, and there is evidence of ashes throughout the Scriptures. Job covered himself with ashes because of his grief and shame. Jeremiah reminds us of ashes in Lamentations. Ezekiel preached to cities such as Tyre that they would repent in dust and roll in ashes. Isaiah warned God's people about idolatry and worshiping wooden idols. As he said, one who worships them feeds on ashes. In the book of Esther, Mordecai mourns for the people of God, tearing his clothes and putting on dust and ashes after he hears the murderous command of the king and his servant Haman. And then later in the book of Jonah, as he preached to the city of Nineveh, the king and all the people mourned in dust and ashes. Finally, Jesus does not hide from ashes, but exhorts the Galilean cities of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum to repent in sackcloth and ashes, as we heard in this evening's gospel reading. The ashes we wear tonight remind us of our sin. Just as Nineveh sinned and repented in dust and ashes, many others repented after God's prophets preached to them. This evening, we're beginning a new sermon series entitled Promised Treasures. Each week, I will highlight an ancient, visible, and biblical object that impresses upon us who we are, and then also what God has done to save us. A number of those objects are very common objects in our daily lives, but by utilizing them in the sermon series, you'll be better able to appreciate the history of God's people and also our daily need for Jesus Christ, our Savior. And so tonight we sit and clothe ourselves in dust and ashes, just as Job did. Job was a man blessed with a large family from God. He had a wife, 7 sons, and 3 daughters. He owned much, much land, had numerous servants, and thousands of various cattle and animals. Job was one of the wealthiest men in the East, much like a modern-day Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, or Elon Musk. However, God allowed almost all of his earthly possessions to be taken away from Job in one fell swoop. He then permitted Job's body to be deeply afflicted with boils and sores. From the bottom of his feet to the crown of his head, he broke out in those terrible sores. and that he literally scraped the scabs and skin with a piece of broken pottery, trying to gain some relief from the suffering that he endured. And all was so badly lost that even Job's wife desperately says to him, merely, "Curse God and die." That's how bad she felt it was. Yes, all people, even all Christians, suffer in life. And if you haven't, you will, because it's part of life in this sinful world. In fact, St. Paul says to the Philippian congregation and to St. Timothy that all Christians suffer. Some sufferings and trials are worse or less than others. Some are self-made due to our own selfish ways that hurt and injure others who now would do little to help us. And other suffering is simply brought upon us by others because we live in a fallen and sinful world. And when sin touches us, so does death. Our grandparents die. Our parents die. Children die. And other loved ones perish. So we sit in dust and ashes with Job and remember what Martin Luther said. He said before God, "We are beggars." This is true. Yes, repentance levels the playing field of life. No one is better than another. The foot of the cross, the ground is even as we stand or fall in repentance before our Savior. Yes, it makes us recognize that any and every blessing we enjoy and possess is only a gift from God's almighty hand to be enjoyed for a moment in this life. But then, however, being baptized into Christ's death is more than only wearing ashes. For Jesus Christ promises to raise us from the ashes of our death and grave and assure us of eternal life. Jesus promises Martha, as she mourns the death of her brother Lazarus, Jesus comforts her with these words, "I am the resurrection and the life. Even he who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live." And then St. Paul writes in a letter to the Romans, "We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we too might walk in newness of life." Yes, we are no longer clothed in death, but with that new life in our Savior Jesus Christ. After Job endured the cross and the ashes, God raised him out of suffering. So also Jesus Christ washes us and raises us right now with a renewed purpose. He wipes away all your dust and ashes and promises to bless you. You see, Good Friday is coming, reminding us that Jesus Christ had taken all our ashes and the old clothing of our sin and was nailed to the cross with all of it. And it is all buried with him and is no more. That's why the Apostle Paul says, God made him, Jesus, God made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. And as we look forward to Easter, it promises us that God always raises the dead. We now have hope and joy because he raised his own Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead. And so, yes, this evening we sit in dust and ashes in order to grieve, suffer, and repent again. However, we grieve as Job did. You see, Job had hope and promise in his Redeemer. He shared those beloved words, "I know that my Redeemer lives." And even though that his body would be destroyed, yet he said, "In my flesh I shall see God myself with his own eyes." So sure was he that his Redeemer lived. And so in the end, dear friends, we will not be clothed in ashes, but we will be clothed in those stunning white robes, washed completely by the blood of the resurrected Lamb, Jesus Christ. For our joy is not found in us, but only in the Lord Jesus, who offers us His precious body and blood again in His holy supper this evening. Yes, in Him we are clothed. In Him we are redeemed. In Him we are secure, both now and forever, as we leave behind the ashes of sin and death and enter into that gift of life eternal through our Savior. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, your Lord. Amen.